From the beginning of time, the Lord has taught that to become his people, we need to be of one heart and one mind. The Savior also explained that the two great commandments in the law are, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind, and love thy neighbor as thyself. Lastly,
after
the church was organized, the Lord commanded the saints to visit the poor and the needy and administer to their relief. What is the common theme in all these commandments? It is that we must love one another and serve one another. This is, in fact, the essence of discipleship in the true Church of Jesus Christ. As we celebrate 75 years of the Church Welfare Program, we are reminded of the purposes of welfare, which are to help members help themselves become self-reliant, to care for the poor and needy, and to give service. The Church has organized these resources to assist members to provide for the physical, spiritual, social, and emotional well-being of themselves, their families, and others. The office of the bishop carries with it a special mandate to care for the poor and needy and to administer such resources for the members in his ward. He is assisted in his efforts by priesthood quorums, relief society, and in particular, home and visiting teachers. Relief society has always been at the heart of welfare. When the Prophet Joseph Smith organized the Relief Society in 1842, he said to the women, "This is the beginning of better days to the poor and needy." He told the sisters that the purpose of the society was relief of the poor, the destitute, the widow, and the orphan. And for the exercise of all benevolent purposes, they will pour in oil and wine to the wounded heart of the distressed. They will dry up the tears of the orphan.
Joseph Smith, indeed,
he rejoice. He also stated that this society, quote, might provoke the brethren to good works in looking to the wants of the poor, searching after objects of charity, and in administering to their wants, to assist by correcting the morals and strengthening the virtues of the community, end of quote. Men and women of the church participate jointly today in bringing relief to those in need. Priesthood holders provide essential support for those needing spiritual guidance and help. Inspire home teachers, bless lives, and provide the blessings of the gospel to every family unit. In addition, they lend their strength and talents in other ways, such as helping a family in need of home repairs, in helping a family move, or in helping a brother find needed employment. Relief Society presidents visit homes to assess the needs for a bishop. Inspire visiting teachers watch over and care for sisters and families. They are often the first response in times of immediate need. Relief Society sisters provide meals, render compassionate service, and give constant support during times of trial. Church members all over the world have rejoiced in the past and should rejoice now at the opportunities we have to serve others. Our combined efforts bring relief to those who are poor, hungry, suffering, or distressed, thereby saving souls. Every bishop has available to him the Lord's storehouse, which is established as faithful members give to the bishop of their time, talents, skills, compassion, materials, and financial means in caring for the poor and in building up the kingdom of God on earth. We can all contribute to the Lord's storehouse when we pay our fast offerings and make all of our resources available to the bishop to assist those in need. Despite the rapidly changing world, welfare principles have not changed with the passing of time because they are divinely inspired, revealed truth. When members of the church and their families do everything they can to sustain themselves and still cannot meet basic needs, the church stands ready to help. Short-term needs are met immediately, and a plan to help the recipient become self-reliant is established. Self-reliance is the ability to provide the spiritual and temporal necessities of life for self and family. As we increase our own level of self-reliance, we increase our ability to help and serve others the way the Savior did. We follow the Savior's example when we minister to the needy, the sick, and the suffering. When love becomes the guiding principle in our care for others, our service to them becomes the gospel in action. It is the gospel in its finest moment. It is pure religion. In my various church assignments, I have been humbled by the love and concern bishops and relief society leaders demonstrate for their flocks. While I was serving as a state relief society president in Chile during the early 1980s, the country was
experiencing still. I can't hear nothing.
Went about doing good under such grim circumstances. They portrayed the scripture in Proverbs.
It's on.
President in Argentina, when hyperinflation hit the country and the economic collapse that followed affected many of our faithful members. I witnessed it yet again during my recent visits to Kinshasa and the Democratic Republic of Congo, Antananarivo in Madagascar, and Bulawayo in Zimbabwe. War members everywhere and relief society.
Okay, relief society here. Sisters, say brother, church calling, Dagolini, home visit, Adals, in a cool poverty was there in the sky. Ada, yeah, each order digo, a jack of peace like happiness, yeah, another was slago, a cool, no, he branches, and essentially, they in charge, and then it a cool, never stand us out there, you can't. Relief Society, yeah, each old dean left, it's that indeed, like I got several years later. How la, each old dean, I got it, Tahi, Anna, Shangashena, Kihask, and that Hagon, do several years later, Kosk, and that, and yeah, she checked Nago, watch, and I share, take care, and second Hago, shut and zip later. Go ain't he? It ends to say he was in the sky, so late, and then he how stayed up on Sarah yet met in the house to care, stayed up on Sarah late. And he, our sister, was in door and yet it's echo a door uses in a little bit in a town like echo. I don't how go a day you go second like a drugstore, you is it, you call ya, a big kid ago, she in den. A cool and stale, but you do a gulao handy, become a tattle lesson and a zig in a tahego. Go a holy ghost, he ain't there, and which old digo. I echo, I did sunny, he shanya, biscuit of buckle. I echo. The Lord, big echo done, she chin opis ah. Go de, big echo, he done, little bit stands joan, little tahatita, a right in you go a cool, no watch and nago digo, a nagle in. The hunter no which ain't yes aya big echo darn as well no which dodge about you got a copy disciple cause they hit dance clean la no which done no which that she stands don't go cause aya de big echo darn as well be a day be a dance ego and ego and then no which dodge about a bed and clean la. Gotti, no hitch or dee, good disciple of Christ and clean, last dot got in there, baby, or that good dee, his dot. A you got eternal principle of gospel was in lakotan di bi kahu dahn bilaya pe ich oral din lati ayati a Lord storehouse was edge a got bago ya bago one in lakwa e dana wahna khwada oshka kwati mercy say charity compassion was a be dana wahna khwya te le kwati and jogo ich oda hel dile ku ye ona ku wa hijra slago pe na ku wa ku dit e bistan ki le
and love. May the Lord bless each one of us.
As you become a man, be Jesus Christ, be lion, and